This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, a man who's out of his mind.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Wait a second. Before you get started, yeah. We've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, let me tell you something, man. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was
sweating. Sure, Oxycontin you were taking?
I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on a second. What are you doing? Where's the rejoiners, Rob? Oh, you're embarrassing me in front of King George. Where's it? What do you got in this machine? For goodness sakes. Come on, I know you're going on no sleep with God.
No sleep.
You don't have an excuse. You didn't have an accident like George did. Don't you have anything at all that with Dude Walker saying now the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, hold on.
Here it is.
Anything's done, you gotta do it yourself.
Suck me. The Don and I cracked myself up. I heard myself saying that and it made me laugh.
That's Dude Walker. Anyway, this is the Don and Mike Show. You know that without hearing the tape.
Of course you do.
Okay, never mind looking for that.
Well, we'll eventually need it.
Yeah, I know we will, but what about the other stuff?
Got it.
Wow.
It's a loose holiday
show. It is
show.
A loose holiday show. Rob didn't get any sleep last night.
Not any.
He's like the fifth dimension. Last night, he couldn't get to sleep.
No.
There you go. Joining us now from his luxurious horse farm in the great state of Maryland. Here's George Michael.
Hi, George.
King George.
20 years of driving people nuts. Let's see if either one of you know your music. You just played Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree by Bobby Helms. He had one other hit record. What was it called?
Bobby Helms?
Yes.
No freaking idea, George.
See, that's the problem.
Hold on.
Rob is raising his hand. No.
Too late.
Angel. Is it You Are My Special Angel?
But you had to go look it up in a book.
No, he didn't. He was standing right here, George, I swear to God.
No, he did not.
20 years of you driving program directors, general managers, and conglomerates nuts. 20 years of this crap. So you're pissing people off, and I love it every day.
And George?
My son-in-law, the Marine. Hey, did you hear what Don and Mike said? I said no, because if you caught listening, I could get fined by NBC.
George, first, you know, how are you after the whole
thing? How are you feeling, George?
How are you, George?
Today is a very good day because it's the first time in 7 weeks that I really do feel good. I'll just make it real brief. You know, 5 weeks ago tonight, they said I wasn't going to make it. I did. I'm not.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You were that messed up?
We didn't know.
We didn't know that.
You're kidding. You didn't know it?
No, we did not.
I weeks ago tonight at 4 a.m., the doctors told Pat to call my daughter Michelle, come over to Sibley because they didn't think I'd make the night.
Wow. Oh, my God. Here's what I knew. I knew I thought it was like your ribs and your wrists.
No.
Well, tell us about it.
I'll make it real brief, guys. I got thrown high in the air, landed on a mountain boulder, broke ribs 10-9-8. Compound fracture inside.
Oh.
Lost a half a gallon of blood.
Oh, my God.
It's close to half your blood supply.
Wow.
Jesus, George. The temperature stayed around 103, 104 for almost 3 or 4 days. And then that Friday night, they gave me some drug that didn't work. They had to do a Narcan shock treatment, and that's when they didn't think I was going to make it.
Oh, my God.
You know, see, George, all that had been reported was that you had taken a fall off your horse. George loves horses and loves ranching.
Right.
And that you had broken your wrists and busted a couple of ribs. I mean, Jesus Christ.
My son-in-law, Mike Allen, was one of the first Marines to go into Iraq. As they were leaving Fort Detrick, they all had on Don and Mike, right? So he's standing at my bedside. He said, should I call Don and Mike and put this on the air?
Wow.
This is why you guys survive.
Oh, well, George, I'm delighted. We're delighted to have you back. I had no idea you had that kind of internal damage. That's amazing.
Well, it's great to be back. It's great. Seriously, when you think about doing 20 years of this, guys, number one, that's a hell of a long time to do anything. Number two, I was thinking, what New Year's resolution could you have? I mean, you've been suspended more than any two people I know. You've gotten in more trouble than any two people I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still, Alan Goodman, I used to be a general manager at WABA 55 years ago, and Don and Mike made them pull his hair out. Jay Cook, who on his deathbed said to me, tell Don Geronimo, he screwed me up.
That's kinky.
Gomera, how many teachers at American University resigned after you got your degree from that school?
Wow.
Now George, tell
George is feeling better.
Tell us something now. We played the tape there of you on the Redskins Report.
Yes.
It's now been 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
I love the fact that you're taking your meds while you're on TV doing the Redskins show, because you're seeing a side of George that you never see, where he discusses his wife, he discusses rolling on the floor, he's hallucinating.
Right.
Have you recorded this week's Redskins show yet, and did you take your meds?
Well, I've taken my meds. I tell you what, try and get off OxyContin, which I had to have. I got to tell you, when Lackman's saying, take your pajamas off, you're sweating, you're cool, I said, I can't. All these people are watching, she said. Any good-looking guys with him?
That's great.
So when you taped the show this week, were you again under the influence of your pain meds?
These things happen, Don. I can't. What do you
okay.
do? What do you mean to come out in the air and say, I'm a druggie? No, but you know what? It's very simple. It's very simple. I'm not back 100%, but I just felt that I could get in and do some work. Sometimes my voice is not there because of the OxyContin,
right.
But it will come back. It's just. Boy, it's a long-ass road back, gentlemen.
Man, oh, man.
George, we had no idea it was as serious as it was. Thank God that you're okay.
My departure is 77 WABC, George Michael. Love, mother.
Well, George, I'm hoping that you're going to be easing yourself back into it after the first of the year. You're going to be, we're going to be seeing more of you on the tour.
I will be back 100%. I've already put it on the calendar starting this Sunday, which will be the second Sunday of January. I will be 100%. Every day, I guarantee it. Doctor told me, go ahead and go get it.
Okay, good, George. That's good.
Rock and roll, 20 years, 20 more. Will there be 20 more?
There will be at least three more, George.
At least three, George.
Dynamite.
At least three. The great George Michael. And I'm glad that you are acknowledging your wife finally on the air, because you're high that you're saying what a great wife you have. I don't even know if you remember, George, right? Like the day after Frida passed. I called a couple of people I know, who I consider to be friends and mentors, and George is one. And I laid this thing on him, but it was really how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I said, George, you have such a great marriage with Pat, because we would go everywhere and see the two of them together.
Always. I've always seen them together.
They're like Frida and I. I mean, really inseparable, and she enjoys George's interest and George's job. And I just said to him, you know, treasure what you have. And
1 year, she's been writing sports, and every once in a while, she'll write an intro, and I say, Pat, I can't say that on the air. You got no balls. You'll say it on the air. I'm walking out the door.
I certainly hope that you appreciate what you have. I know you did before.
I do, brother.
I hope you do even more now, and have a great holiday. And we hope you get better very, very soon, George.
Great holiday to Don and Mike, my two favorites.
Thank you, George.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
And, oh, did he hang up yet?
He's gone. Oh,
there he goes. Oh, only guy. His favorite record of all time right now.
He's probably listening right now.
77 WABC. You get that guy in a room and ask him to pick his one favorite record of all time.
Right.
Because he used to be quite the D-E-E-J-A-Y.
That right? And I put a spell on you.
That would be.
Oh, he does like that.
Yeah, he does.
He likes that. Screaming Jay Hawkins. All right.
Here's it. Mike, here's another song that George Michael likes.
George Michael.
The history of rock always involves the question of who was the most important artist? Okay. What was the most important influence?
Stop
well,
it.
The answers are many.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. Is this Nancy?
Yes.
Oh, well, hold on.
Wow. The parade continues.
Get Jimmy's music ready, then.
We need more CD players.
You need to get sleep, boy.
No, not me. I've never felt better.
No, you're killing me with this thing today. Here we go. There we go. It would not be the holidays. We didn't get a visit from Jim Nance, and here he is right now, everybody. Hey, Nancy.
How are you there, my man?
We are doing great.
I understand this is I guess you backed off of it, but the early line had been several weeks ago that this would be a very special day today, a big anniversary day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We checked the calendar. We found out that our anniversary was actually on Monday.
On Monday, so that's when we talked about it. But we did it really low-key. We had a real low-key anniversary.
No, let's not make it low-key. Let's celebrate it today. I awoke in D.C. actually this morning, and I thought, my gosh, this a light went off. This is the day. This is the big anniversary day for my guys. I got to call them up and congratulate them.
Well, thank you for that, Jim. What are you doing in our fair city?
I came in for a little event last night and just in and out. Otherwise, I would have called for lunch or some kind of get-together with you guys.
Of course, we would have loved to take you to the local Sizzler and have a little chicken. Would have been wonderful.
Well, we did a little better than that last night.
Now, were you with your friends, the president and everybody, or?
I was actually at the White House Christmas party.
Wow. See, he's a player, ladies and gentlemen.
And now he's here.
He is a player.
I have to tell you, because I know he'll be listening. I had a great Marine come over at the White House last night, and I get this all the time, but from being on your show. But this young man, I believe his name is Greg Corbett, came over and just said, "Mr. Nance, I just want you to know how much I enjoy." And I was waiting for, you know, the NFL or the Masters or Final Four or something.
Your work.
And he said, "Don and Mike."
Yeah.
I said, "You know, I'm going to tell them that you said that."
You're the.
And I hear it all the time, guys.
You're a big hit.
I get more pub, more attention off of being on your radio show.
Than network television.
Than network television.
That's right.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
It's a credit to you, too.
Sure.
How are you, Mike?
I'm just fine, Jim. And you?
I'm well. I could not be better.
That's great.
Jim, I think I even mentioned it on the air this week. I didn't know you were going to be on the air when I was talking about the games this past weekend. I was mentioning the outstanding Kansas City-Dallas game that you guys were covering, and I thought that you were in your absolute top spinning out of control mode.
Mm-hmm.
You were so excited about the game. You were so excited about the playoff implications. You were so excited about the biggest night of comedy on Monday nights on CBS. It starts with the King of Queens.
Bingo.
Boy, there was one time you read one of those slugs and you said something like, "On America's number one network." And I mean it. CBS.
I think Jim has got to be thrilled that, you know, Infinity Broadcasting, a wonderful broadcast company, but Jim's got to be thrilled that now it's been renamed CBS Radio. You got to be happy about that.
As Jim. Of when,
this week.
As of 2 days ago. They changed the name as soon as, you know, because they're mad at Mel.
Well, you know what? I like it. And there's a incredible history there, obviously, with CBS Radio Network.
So certainly.
I was not aware of that. But mm-hmm. Joel Hollander then, huh?
Yes, that's right.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Joel made that move. So
on the CBS Radio Network.
So Jimmy, what game are you doing this weekend?
We're doing a game tomorrow, in fact. Kansas City and the New York Giants.
Ooh, that's another big game.
It's the big one on each side. It's a monster game, and Kansas City particularly needs it. And not that the Giants can afford a loss, but there are some tie-breaking procedures that would apply if they fell back and the Cowboys pushed even with them, that still would be advantageous for the Giants. So it's less desperate for them, but
and
certainly urgent for Kansas City.
And a preview of this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, right, retard.
How about that? No, I've got that game next week, guys.
Really?
Next week, Indianapolis at Seattle on CBS, America's number one network.
Jesus, what was I reading about you today? Oh, I know what it was, Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
They've got a thing on Phil Sims.
I haven't seen it. I know I was interviewed for it. But.
Oh, yeah, you're all over it.
Well, did I say nice things?
Yeah, of course. I mean, no, what'd you say? No, Phil's a jerk and his feet stink.
Hold me on that, huh?
No, of course not. You had nothing but nice things to say about him. Jimmy, let me ask you something. What do you want for the holidays? I mean, what is it that when you make out your wish list, and don't give me your generic, I hope for.
Not world peace. We want material possessions.
I want the Miss America answer, stock answer.
No, real stuff. And really, how many tie organizers can a guy get?
when you talk to your wife, really, what do you tell her, or a good friend, what is the gift that you would really like this year?
Well, the one thing I want more than anything is time.
Time.
Okay. How about something
time.
You can...
I want time. I want time with my family. I want time. I want time just to kind of slow down.
And pull a Jeff Van Gundy. I mean, I never...
No, it's not at that level. I'm not looking to, you know, walk away from a dream job.
Right.
I'm just saying I would like to be able to kind of go underground for a couple of days. And
okay, here's what I'm looking for. I thought maybe you would say, you know, maybe you'd like a video iPod player.
No, materially, nothing.
So you
honestly, mean, materially, and you know, I got to tell you, I grapple with this more every year, but it gets to, because time seems to accelerate as you get older, every passing year, next thing you know, my gosh, we just finished Christmas and here it is again. I love the season. I'm going to see the Nutcracker tonight with my family in the ballet.
All right.
I love it. I love the music.
Sure.
I'm going to see the Radio City Christmas Spectacular on Sunday.
Oh, the Rock Cats.
Christmas, but the actual act of receiving material things, when I have been more blessed than anybody, I don't need anything. I don't really want anything. Except.
Well, Jim, let me frame it this way then.
Okay.
In your childhood, as we go back to young Jim Nance, young Jim Nance in short pants as a lad,
stop.
Was there
shoes with buckles?
Was there a particular Christmas,
memory,
a material memory, some particular toy? I know all kids have that one Christmas where they got something very special. Is there any way, would we be intruding if we asked you to share a Christmas memory with us?
Did you ask me if I was with Cher at Christmas?
No, just share a Christmas memory.
Well, what's something, because Jim, listen, here's where I'm coming from on this.
Mike asked a very good question, by the way.
Well, all right, answer it, and then I'll tell you about my thought.
We didn't live lavishly when I grew up, so there was not the extravagant, over-the-top gift. There was the bicycle, the first bicycle under the tree, and that kind of thing, and it was all... It was, by the way, very,
wasn't it 1958?
My parents gave us, you know, gifts, but it wasn't over the top where it became a six-hour gift opening procedure.
Wasn't it the Christmas of 1958 when you got the William Paley lunchbox?
Well, considering I hadn't been quite born to that point, but, William Paley, you know, that might not... resonate with everybody out there, but the great founder of CBS.
Of course.
William
S. Paley, right?
Paley was still running this network, I'm proud to say.
And wow. Jim, I bet you would not be a big fan of an idea that I've had. I've thrown it out to a couple of different people about this whole holiday thing.
Okay.
Yesterday we had a friend of ours on the show, Michael Hoffman, who comes in, and every year for us, for the Gentiles, he does a whole Hanukkah segment with
every
us.
Year. So he's been doing that for years.
He's fantastic. He's great.
Yep.
I ran this by him. He didn't dig it so much. I've talked to other people. They don't dig it.
Are you going
to
pitch your new holiday idea?
Yeah. Now, right. But it'd
be interesting to see what Jim has.
Because I already know that Jim is anti-materialism from what he said.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, Jim.
Well, especially for those who have been blessed and their lives have been.
Okay.
You know, way beyond what they could have ever dreamed of.
Right.
They don't want anything. They want to give.
Okay.
They don't want to receive.
Okay. For the rest of us pissants, here's how it would work. That you would have your major holidays. You have Christmas. You have Hanukkah. You have Kwanzaa. You know, the Buddha, whatever you want. Those days are sacred, and those are holy days.
Right.
Now, somewhere in between the mess there, in between Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Buddha, whatever, you get one day. And it's Santa Claus Day.
Or as we said yesterday, Donnie's Santa Claus Day.
Okay, well, I was just taking credit for it.
Well,
but
you have the idea.
But it's Santa Claus Day.
Where you celebrate materialism.
And it's almost like the way you guys rotate the Super Bowl. One year the Christians get Santa, so we get our traditional Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
The next year...
Oh, now you're mucking
this
it up now. You've changed it. Now, what
yesterday.
Do you mean rotating
now
your religion?
No, I said the next year. I mentioned this to Michael the other day. The next year, Santa comes on. He's got kind of a Jewish vibe about
it. Oh, but it's
him.
Always Santa Claus
yeah,
Day. You're
yeah.
not going to mess with the purity of Santa Claus.
The next year, it's a brother he comes out.
What do you think, Jim?
Anyway, Jim.
Like an interfaith celebration of gift-giving.
Yes.
So
well, I just don't know. Of course, if anybody can probably get this done and align all the stars, it would be done.
I will, Jim. Now, listen.
And I don't know where you go.
Santa Claus.
I've seen under Pennsylvania. I don't think you get that one passed. You know, there's some retail issues, too.
No. Here's the thing. This is retailers love this. You know why?
Right.
And your man Bush would love this because what you're doing is you're saying these holidays are holy. Christmas means the birth of the baby Jesus.
But you're not
Hanukkah
doing anything to take away the merchandise.
Hanukkah means the struggle of the Jewish people, the miracle. So what you do is you say on both of these occasions, these are holy days. If you want to go to church, celebrate this. But really, everybody wants a gift. So why don't we have one day that's just Santa Claus Day, where it doesn't matter what religion you are, because really, Jim, that's what the holidays are about.
Now you're selling. Right.
That's what the holidays are about.
Now you're selling.
You could tell me about your humble beginnings and how you're blessed to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jim, I want to tell you something. Your poor how many children do you have, Jim?
Boy, we have one.
You have one. May I ask the age?
11.
A boy or girl?
Girl. Mm-hmm.
Girl. Okay. Does she have one of those Barbie cars that she can get in and physically drive around your state?
No, but she has
right
just about everything else.
No. Hold on, Jim. I'm telling you right now, you're a bad father. If you've not, you have not bought your daughter the Barbie car with the battery in it that goes like 5 miles an hour, like a real person car.
Well, I passed because I went and bought her the real car.
Of course.
Right. I'm gonna buy, no,
a 2005 Porsche.
I'm kidding. I don't believe in all that. She certainly has, you know, the Santa Claus and Christmas gifts.
That's wonderful.
Bill, or more than I, my wife looks at it a little bit differently than I do.
All right, and what about Mrs. Nance? If you don't mind me being so bold, do you ever shop at Victoria?
Don't mind being so bold.
Do you ever shop at Victoria's Secret for your wife for the holidays?
No. But, no. You know, we had the Victoria's Secret primetime special on
heard about
American
that.
Watching that.
You know, you've knocked me into like this, backed me into the wall into this promo reading around the clock maniac.
We had to remember that.
I don't think I would be very comfortable walking into the door there.
Hey, Jim, what's the lineup tonight on CBS?
Oh, my goodness. Ghost Whisperer, of course.
Ghost Whisperer, correct.
A huge hit.
9 o'clock. No fear looking at the newspaper now. 9 o'clock.
Huge hit. No, I don't have one. I can't tell you, but...
9 o'clock. We've been through this before. It's called...
We've shifted some things around, Don.
No, it's called Close to Home.
Wonderful new
Close
show on
home
CBS.
Is rallying here.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show.
Okay, and then what about at 10 o'clock tonight on CBS?
Probably going to be numbers, I would think.
There you go.
Winner.
Winner. Now, may I ask, before you segue out of this, what are you two wishing for Christmas? Away from me to send packages. You know?
I'm wishing that everything goes great for Howard Stern at Sirius.
I cannot believe we have the same Christmas wish. I cannot believe that.
That's what I wish.
I do too.
That's all I want, Jimmy. For things to go good for Howard.
And I, as usual, I wish the very best of the holiday on all of my plastic surgeons.
I just wish that my head would stop throbbing. That's what I would like for Christmas.
Christmas wish. And I wish my teeth were better.
And frankly, it's no fun waking up with bloodstains in bed.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. Hi, Jim.
Man, you guys just have completely killed Christmas here.
And I wish that God would mysteriously repair that hole that's getting larger in my stomach.
Yeah. I wish for colon health. That's what I wish for, Jim. You can't put a price tag on that, now, can you?
No, that's for sure.
No, you can't. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where did we go wrong here, guys?
No, we didn't go wrong anywhere. This is maybe one of your best appearances ever. Because you are right. Because you are Jim Nance, because you are the man. Are you going to take your shirt off? Will you say one time for us?
We retired that. We had a whole segment on it a couple of years ago. We did it one last time.
It's their Christmas
wish. We're looking ahead.
All right. Then.
We're looking ahead. You know, we've done, I've dropped your name in on some of the biggest broadcasts known to mankind. I've run through the streets of Manhattan shouting, I'm the man.
Yes,
shirt off.
I wish for a Superdome that's better than the one we have now.
Very good.
How would that be? Now, that's something that doesn't involve me, Jim. I'm thinking about others.
A Superdome? You mean in New Orleans?
Yes.
Amen, yeah.
Well, who's going to buy the tickets?
Oh, well, you know, they're building new levees.
One wish at a time.
They're going to build the levee 17 feet.
What a killjoy.
Yeah, I know. That's not like you,
See,
Jim.
There I am, Jim.
I'm trying to be positive here.
I'm playing down to your level. I'm playing down to the being nice for people thing. And I say, I wish for a Superdome that's better. And right away, you got to go
say,
back.
You say, who's going to buy tickets? I mean, you know. Ouch. Way to restate the obvious, Jim.
Oh, man.
Well, Jimmy, you have a great, great holiday.
What was it, your anniversary on Monday? Was it 20 years?
20 years.
20 years, Jim.
20 years. That is phenomenal.
Hold on. Rob has just written me a note.
I have a wish.
Okay, what's your wish, Rob?
My wish is that Jim would go back to anchoring the NFL today.
Oh, that's sweet, Rob. That's sweet.
That was very nice.
He's a very kind young man.
Can't grant that wish, but that was very nice.
That's very nice.
I'm going to ask Santa.
I love what I'm doing.
I wish for April to come sooner than later so we can hear you say the Azalea Line Fairways of Augusta.
A tradition unlike any other.
That's right.
CBS.
One last thing. One last thing.
I love it.
It's sad. This is the last time I'll ever talk to you guys in the year 2005.
Yes, it is.
Unless you want to call me at home tonight. Jim, your opinion, will the Colts go 16-0? What's your gut feeling as an announcer, as a fan?
I think they're going to run it. I think they're going to run the tables.
Agreed.
I really do. The biggest block. They've got a tough one now Sunday against San Diego.
Huge game
Sunday.
They're
in the dome, so I'll give them the edge there. But it's a desperate San Diego team and a good San Diego team that really got really their season menaced by having to go east so many times, just the way the schedule worked out this year, having to play both the NFC East and the AFC East, you know, traveling cross country 4 or 5 times, ridiculous. But anyhow, next week, the game at Seattle will be the tough one.
Yeah.
I actually think that they could lose the game at Seattle, but I don't think they will, but that's the biggest hurdle. But I feel pretty emphatic in saying they'll win the 3 games in the playoffs and win the Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay. There you
Very
go.
Good.
You
I think
it.
Their best chance of losing, not just in the next 3 regular season games, they got 6 games to go by my count.
Right, 3 in the season, 3 playoff games.
Yeah, and the best chance, because they could end up playing Seattle again in Detroit. They would beat them if they had lost the first time. So the best chance they have to lose is the game at Seattle on December 24th.
Now, isn't there a chance that both of those coaches would do that thing where they only play the starters, like,
I'm
for the first quarter?
I'm concerned about it. I'm not going to, you know, just sit here and shamelessly promote the game and say they'll all be playing full throttle. I'm not so sure. I'm starting to see a little back off in their dialogue, particularly coming out of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know, they may play their starters for a half. The other thing is the concern that they'll have that they'll be showing their hand too much. So they may not be going out there using all the full wizardry of Peyton Manning and, you know, with his dynamic play calling. It could be very vanilla. Because they don't want to tip their hands on how quick they can check off. They'll be reading Seattle very closely because they're going to think there's going to be a high probability they'll see him again in Detroit.
Hey, how is your fantasy team doing, Jimmy?
Well, you know, I was in a couple of leagues. Hmm. And I've survived in 3 of the 4 in the playoffs. We're moving. I'm taking on Phil Sims this weekend.
Ah, now this
and the death match.
Team Sims.
This is really big stuff.
This is what I love hearing when you are doing a game with Phil. I love it when you interject. And I had a good game against Team Sims this weekend.
Team Sims.
We're playing like we used to do here. We're playing for charity. $2,500 tomorrow and Sunday.
Wow.
And it's Sims and Nance battling at CBSSportsLine.com, the Gridiron Guru League, and it's posted for all the world to see.
Oh,
all
wonderful. Right.
So we're gonna battle it out, and I'll see if I can beat that 2-time winning quarterback.
All right, Jimmy, have a great call.
Not picking games or what?
Oh, listen, hold on a
second.
Hey,
if you got the time, we'd love to do it.
I'm undefeated on your air this year.
I thought that this was just simply Jim Nance calling in to say hello, happy anniversary and everything.
Oh, we'd love it. We're gonna take advantage of you one more time if you
want. All right, well, then let's start right here. Let's start with Indianapolis, San Diego. You know I'm going to go with the Colts. Mike?
I'm going to go with the Colts, too. Absolutely.
Sweet. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. How about Kansas City Chiefs?
I can't pick my own game.
I know you can't, but me and Mike can.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs at Giants. I'm going to take Kansas City, Mike.
Well, you know I'm with my heart on this one. I'm going with the Giants.
Jimmy, how about Pittsburgh Steelers at Minnesota Sexboat Vikings? I still take the Sexboat guys.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Jimmy.
I'm taking Pittsburgh. I think there's been too much attention this week about the, you know, the whole thing's come out, now the Chargers and the whole thing. And just when they got on a roll, this thing is a momentum killer. I like Pittsburgh a lot in that game.
Okay, let's do two more. How about Cowboys at Redskins? I'll take the Dallas Cowboys. Ooh. Mike?
I got to go with you. I'm going to go as much as, you know, this town's going crazy over it again. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Okay, I'll go against you guys. Hmm. I'll take the Skins.
And finally, Jimmy, Atlanta at Chicago. I'll take the Bears because I think Michael Vick is banged up.
And Michael Vick is my fantasy quarterback. I hope he's not banged up. And because of that, I'm going to put it all on the line and go with the Falcons.
Mike, do you have Mike Vick in your fantasy?
I do. Yes, I do.
Or in your fantasy football?
I've got to.
Yes.
I love it when you work blue.
I got you there. I'll take the Bears. The Bears.
Right, the Bears. The Bears. And, Jim, how long until you see Brokeback Mountain?
Oh, God. What are you saying?
I'm not aware of that. Is that a ski run somewhere?
It's a dynamic new Western.
Oh, I know. There are some other ones I want to see first. Tremendous tension.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. Have a
my last 10 seconds.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great
friends.
Have a great holiday.
You are holidays. I'll be thinking of both of you, especially you, Don. And good luck and God bless for the coming year.
Jimmy, you're a sweet guy. God bless you too, and best of your family.
Thanks,
we'll talk
guys,
to you next
holidays
year.
To everybody.
Okay, bye, Jim. Thank you.
It. Bye, Nancy.
Jim,
there he goes.
See you again.
I really think when we have Jim on the air that you always manage to throw the wild card for me that I don't see coming. I didn't see Brokeback Mountain coming anyway. That was definitely the wild card of wild cards. There, will you plan on seeing Brokeback Mountain?
He's the nanciest, isn't he?
Oh, he was on his game again today. I love it when he's like that on the show. Yeah, I love that.
Hey, what, guys? What, we're not going to pick games, guys?
Guys, I want you to tune into CBS.com so I can try to beat that two-time winning quarterback.
He's fantastic.
That's
Jim.
Well, that was two of our favorite TV guys right there.
Back to back.
King George and beautiful Queen Jim.
Did you have any idea that George was as banged up as he was?
No.
I didn't know that at all, that Jesus he had injuries. Internal injuries and
that he almost
bleeding.
He almost checked out.
Wow.
I don't think that was even out.
I pictured him like on a horse, like in a ring somewhere, like falling onto some dirt, not falling onto a mountain boulder.
Hold on, I didn't know. I just, you're right. You know, I mean, I know it's Christmas and everything, but that's like a Don and Mike exclusive.
Yeah.
George Michael cheats death, as reported exclusively on the Don and Mike show.
He did. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just said that. It's incredible.
You heard it. Unless it was the pills talking.
like the pills making him make it up. Like that OxyCotton thing.
Still
man,
news.
I'll tell you, man, I just came into a lot of money. I found a gold mine. That's the ticket.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and guys, I want to tell you, I am I'm starting to get concerned about them pulling out the starters. Here's his concern.
It's the tone of the coaches, guys, coming up to both camps.
He's going to have to be the main broadcaster for the Seattle-Indianapolis game. Mm-hmm. If both of those teams are doing so well that they pull starters out, fewer people will watch the game.
Right.
Which is why I think it's great that already a week and a half ahead,
right,
Nance says, guys, I'm already getting kind of concerned about that.
You know, the records are so solid bringing in the backups. It's really going to hurt our numbers at CBS, so I sure hope they don't do it. I hope they go with the fact that history is a valuable commodity, and they throw their number one teams out there to try to rewrite the history books in the Indianapolis Colts.
And I don't plan on buying my daughter any presents.
Yes, don't believe in it. My God, she's already got everything she possibly could need.
Just a hot cup of wassail and good night.
I'll be wearing my powdered wig, putting real lighted candles on the tree. It'll be, and then of course, cooking the fine fat Christmas goose.
Lady Nance playing the harpsichord by candlelight.
It's like the movie Amadeus.
Yes.
All right, we'll really get into the Christmas stuff with some of our Beatles tapes.
I'll pull my carriage up to the house. It's a Nance Christmas.
Lucy tapes, Hamburger James, Black Peter. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.